This recording, Venezuela 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Peer was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo and deserted the street of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at the super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, shaked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a flitz jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a ghost waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter for the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bear. Before long, the itchy ghost began to struck around the office like lunatic, which made an insanity mess. The ghost owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma, Coma, which Sarah felt was a not choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the ghost's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the ghost began not tired, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. When Sarah had managed to bathe the ghost, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirms the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that requires her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Caracas, Venezuela. My dad is from Argentina. My mom is from Venezuela. They met in the coast. It's called La Guaira. And they get married. And then, ta-da, me, which is after like 3 years we married, they have me. And then my father, when he moved to Venezuela, he's a minor. So we moved someplace called Las Minas. That place is between Brazil and Venezuela, in the border. And I left there for between 5 and 6 years, something like that. And that's called the jungle. And it was a really good childhood. I really like it. It's the natural and, you know, reverse and be free like a bird. So it was really nice. After that, of course, I have to move to the capital back again because I needed an education. And the jungle, you don't have education. You will be there, just be a wife of a minor and have a lot of kids and do nothing. That will be kind of job for you. My mom don't want that for me. So we went to the capital and then I got my education. I have 2 degrees, one in arts and theater, and it's called, where's the call of the big theater? We'll tell you later. And then I have a degree in advertising and marketing, which is a University of Simon Rodriguez. And I work for a big company in Venezuela, and I work as a executive media, and I work for three accounts: Xerox, you know, the Xerox, Marlboro, the cigarettes, and Coca-Cola. So I make, you know, I do the media. What is the media department? Do their everything on the newspaper, everything on the commercials, movie, everything, you know, all the advertising that they needed. So that was my job there. But what is the point I came to the United States? I need a lot of English in there. What people calling from Chicago is the main of this company, this advertising and marketing company. So they were calling and coming to Venezuela and talking all the way in English, basic Spanish. So I was like, no, I really need it a little more. And all the tools that you use on computer or media department is all in English. I knew the tools, like how to use it, and I understand it, but I couldn't speak it. So I said, I need to go to the United States. And one of my mom's sister, she's a citizen here. She lives in California. And she asked me twice to come here, but my mom was scared of the open mind and different culture or whatever. So she went there when I was 10, and my mom said no. And she went back when I was 15. My mom said no. And then finally, I'm 21, almost 22, and yeah, I can decide on my own. So I can to learn the language, to learn the English, still learning it, as you can tell. And then I got married, and then I became a citizen, and blah, 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 and I stay here. That's it, and I make a new life. Thank you. Bye-bye.